Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
And Pádraig Lodges here with the sports news. Morning, Pádraig.
Morning to you, Gavin. There's been a broad welcome for an agreement which will see full-time League of Ireland players aged 20 and over receive a minimum wage of €430 per week from next season. Part-time players will be entitled to a minimum wage of €130 per week and will now be paid from the beginning of pre-season training rather than the start of the league. The General Secretary of the Players' Representative Body, the PFAI, Stephen McGuinness, told our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue that discussions will continue to further improve pay and conditions.
We can't hide our disappointment. Obviously, in the part-time wage at 130, we feel there's a certain amount of, you know, exploitation, I think, in that. But that's something for this year that we're going to monitor and look at what type of hours the players are doing, and obviously get to the back to the negotiating table and see can we improve that for next year. But look, overall, I think it's a really good news story for the league. I think for young players coming through, Tony, at least now there's a standard from a wage perspective that they can expect when they become professional footballer.
How quickly can this rise other boats, as it were? You know, that you want the league to be as professional as possible. The most important thing is probably wages from that point of view, is it?
It is, yeah. And I suppose like we're trying to, and we're in a position now where Brexit has meant that our best young players are staying here. So we want to ensure that if players are staying here, that they're on a proper wage. And look, I think it was well known around the league that there was guys on as little as €50. It was full-time players on as little as 150. That's all changed. And I think one of the bigger things, Tony, as well, is every player now is paid from the start of pre-season and paid till November 30th, which is significant for us, where lots of players were never paid holiday pay. And now we have a situation where every player is paid till November 30th. In both divisions, so that's a significant step forward. And it's been, I have to say, from all the social media interactions with fans and all, there seems to be a general acceptance that this was the right move, which is great to see. And look, at Tony, it's the start for us, to be honest. It's a milestone, but it's a stepping stone. And where we want to see the league is, we want a full-time professional league with a minimum of professionals at every club in the Premier Division, and that's where we want to see the game go.
That's Stephen McGuinness. In last night's League Cup action in England, Premier League side Brentford lost on penalties to League Two strugglers Gillingham. Bournemouth beat Everton 4-1. Next year's Munster and Leinster hurling finals may be played on different days after all. Pressure on the fixtures calendar looked like it would mean both games taking place on Sunday the 11th of June, but John Fogarty in the Irish Examiner reports that there's a growing possibility that one final will be switched to Saturday for promotional reasons. England rugby head coach Eddie Jones has claimed their shock defeat to Argentina last Sunday was because the squad was already focusing on next year's World Cup. In a newspaper column, former coach Clive Woodward wrote that Jones has made the England team unwatchable. Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy enjoyed a double on the card at Fairy House yesterday. And in golf, the women's world number 16 Jessica Korda will miss the rest of the season with a back injury.